Time now for our weekly health segment, where we explore health, medicine, and the human body. In the heat of summer, everywhere we go can feel sweaty, sticky, and smelly. It's enough to make you want to sanitize every surface to kill all the germs. But which of the little bugs that are all around us will make us sick and which won't? Mary Harris from our Only Human podcast spoke with a scientist at the American Museum of Natural History who knows a whole lot about germs and wants to set us straight about what bugs we really need to worry about.
If summer in this city doesn't make you into a little bit of a germaphobe, you just aren't getting outside enough.
What's the grossest thing about living in New York City?
Probably the garbage on the streets, and the subway is really gross.
Oh, ew. You see so many dirty people, like, picking their nose on the subway and just, like, touching the poles.
I use a lot of hand sanitizer.
I think a lot of us feel like this, assaulted by germs whenever we leave the house, which is why I went to visit Susan Perkins. She's a microbiologist at the American Museum of Natural History. And her work here has made her into whatever the opposite of a germaphobe is. In fact, she doesn't like using the word germ. She thinks it's outdated. So I asked her to take me around the city and answer my questions and yours about what we really have to fear from what she calls microbes. We started with that hand sanitizer.
I'm curious. Do you carry Purell with you?
No, never, never. Don't use this stuff.
Never?
Never.
I wash my hands with soap and water. So when you see people with, like, Purell on their bags, you just want to, like, shake them?
I want to take it out of their hands a little bit. Yeah.
You do?
I do. But I let it go.
Susan says hand sanitizer does have its place. It's especially useful in, say, a hospital, where patients are at risk from deadly infections. But...
Well, when you use hand sanitizer, that alcohol is fairly strong. And it seeps down in and can kill a lot of the good microbes that we have resident on our skin. And so you're destroying that healthy community that sort of gives you a layer of protection.
Good microbes are Susan's passion. She wants us to think of the microorganisms all around us as being in a kind of ecosystem. So sure, some of them might be dangerous, but others might be helping us fight off disease. And the problem with hand sanitizer is that it kills off almost all of them. But walking around this city, it can be hard to believe that something that looks or smells disgusting is actually completely harmless.
Oh, okay. Can I talk to you about this?
No.
Giant piles of garbage.
Yeah.
They are everywhere in New York City.
Yeah.
And when I walk by, I always, like, hold my breath. I feel like I shouldn't get too close. Am I being paranoid or is that actually
real? It just smells bad. No, I mean, I don't think you're going to get sick. You're not really touching it, but especially in the summer, it just smells awful. So
I always feel like by inhaling it, I'm somehow, like, capturing its essence.
Yeah, that's like 16th century belief, Mary. It's 2016.
She says that smell, it actually is being produced by microbes, but it's microbes that are eating the garbage and then releasing stinky chemicals into the air. It's like an early warning system. Don't touch that.
Okay, I'm going to lead you into what I think is most New Yorkers' biggest fear, which is a public restroom.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's disgusting.
It's wet. Yeah.
It's wet.
There's a lot
it's
of wet
moist.
Kids.
It smells. One of our listeners wrote in. Hold on, I'm going to get her name. So Carla wrote in. She said she won't sit on a public toilet seat. How likely is it that she would actually get something? And what do you say to Carla?
It's very unlikely you're going to pick up anything from sitting on a toilet seat, right?
The thing about germs is that it takes a lot of them to make you sick. So even if there are a few nasty bugs on that toilet seat, there just aren't enough of them to make Susan worried. Even here, in a public restroom inside a busy public park.
It might be a matter of taste that you don't want to sit your naked bum where someone else's naked bum was, and that's fine, I understand it, but you're probably not going to get sick.
What actually worries Susan is if the bathroom is out of soap.
Is the water by itself doing anything to keep my hands clean?
I mean, not really in terms of the microbes. You might rinse off the few that you just picked up a little bit, and that's fine. But what kills the microbes is the soap. So it's detergent that breaks open their cell membranes and destroys them.
Yeah, even Susan occasionally wants to get rid of some microbes. Because while none of the bathroom bugs are likely to make you sick just by being on your skin, it's not great to eat them or, like, put them in your eye. She says the dirtiest part of this bathroom is the floor, which means my signature germaphobe move is actually the worst thing I could do.
Okay, what I just did, I kicked the toilet to flush it instead of using my hands. Is that germophobic or germogenius?
It depends, right? You're being selfish. Because you just put a whole bunch of these floor microbes on that handle, so now the next person that's not germophobic is going to touch it.
Susan agreed to follow me one more place, the subway.
I feel like this is the dark heart of every New Yorker's fear about germs. Being locked in a tiny capsule with a bunch of strangers who you just know have never washed their hands today.
When we asked New Yorkers about germs, almost everyone talked about the trains, especially because of this one study that came out about a year ago.
So it's like last year, I feel like lots of people read this headline in a lot of papers saying anthrax, plague in the subway. How worried do we need to be?
No, don't be worried. There's a couple reasons not to be worried.
She says it's hard to figure out what microbes are where. Most scientists look for fragments of DNA. Sometimes those fragments seem to match up with really scary germs, but often they're finding pieces of harmless microbes that might be a distant cousin to something dangerous.
Just finding a few sequences of those doesn't mean that we're going to get sick. And we're riding the subway, we're healthy, it's fine. Touching the pole.
And those subway poles, they're pretty clean. Not much can live on stainless steel. The germiest part of the subway turns out to be those wooden benches. Microbes can seep into the wood. It's really porous. But just because the microbes are there, it doesn't mean they're dangerous. I asked Susan if she could write the headline for that subway study. What would she say?
Subway full of common human bacteria.
Yeah, Daily News is not going to hire you.
See? But that's the truth.
So when I get on the subway this morning, I am going to grab that pole. I'm going to ditch the sanitizer. But I still might flush the toilet with my foot. Sorry, Susan. For WNYC, I'm Mary Harris.
You can learn more about the microbes at the American Museum of Natural History exhibit. And while you're there, you can get your tongue swabbed to help scientists learn more about the microbes inside us.